golf 2 days in a row. That's either excessive or a bit of incredible good fortune. Good morning and welcome to another diary of a mediocre golfer. Heading today to a new golf course, not my usual one, heading to Adair Manor, about 10 or so miles from Limerick City. A golf course designed by Robert Trent Jones, Sr., about which he said the 18th hole was one of the best finishing holes he'd ever designed outside America, I think. I quote from memory. Yeah, I'm going to play today in a four ball, and I'm partnering my nephew, who's a young guy, terribly strong, hardly ever plays the game, can probably hit the ball over 300 yards in the wrong direction. And he and I are taking on my brother Frank, who's very, very keen. He's a bookseller in Limerick. And he's a member at Adair. And he's been working at his golf swing for a very long time. And second cousin or something like that, Nicholas, who is over from the UK. And this guy is fairly hot as a golfer. I think he's probably a bandit off a handicap of 10. I have never played with him, but I know he's played on an awful lot of very good courses, including courses in South Africa. And I'm not sure, he's certainly played Ballybunion, Doonbeg, La Hinch, Waterville. He's played all the Irish Great Links courses in the West. I don't think he's got up to Northern Ireland, where the Irish Open's going to be held this year. That's the course where McIlroy and Darren Clark the other man who won the USPGA, whose name has gone out of my head for a second. Anyway, that's it. That's the kind of day it's going to be. It's if you look one way in the sky, you see nothing but lovely light blue scenery. And if you look the other way, you see a bit of water, and I'm heading towards the water. So what's the form like? Well, the old form was very good yesterday on the back nine in Fota Island. I scored 21 points, and for me that's fantastic, and I scored points on every hole. In fact, yesterday I scored points on every hole except the first one. I had one of my usual cock-ups on the first hole I played yesterday at Fota. It's a par 5. It's a relatively easy, except for the fact that it's got trees down the right-hand side, hole, and I cut my opening drive into those trees and lost the ball. Very good second shot, but couldn't actually manage to salvage a point on the hole. But I did score points on the next 17 holes, so I got no complaint. That was one of the best golf games I've ever played in my life, I have to say, because Jonathan Amm and myself talked business from the first hole to the 18th hole. We didn't stop talking business. We probably spent the first 9 holes on my business and the second 9 holes on our business. So that was super. Now what does coming back to Adair Manor? This is the place where JP McManus has organised on, I think, 3 occasions a pro-am golf competition that last time it was run raised 40 million either dollars or euros for charity. And who hasn't played in the JP McManus Pro-Am in Adair? I can tell you that I think the one person who hasn't played is Phil Mickelson. Tiger Woods has been, Stuart Appleby has been, Laura Davis has been. It's an amazing event, and we were just chatting last night over some food about how on earth JP McManus manages to get all these people to come. But he's certainly done something wonderful on Adair. And Adair is, you know, where he lives, or where his Irish house is, if you like. It's got little thatched cottages in the main street, and it's also where my mother lives. But the golf course itself is on about 500 acres of parkland, and each hole is separated. I've made audioboo about this before, and it is a real test of golf. There are people who say it's the best inland parkway course in Ireland. You know, it's certainly up there with Mount Juliet, although I better come clean and say I've not played Mount Juliet, but I have studied the layout and stuff like that. Yeah, so that's it. Today is going to be a day where I struggle, because it is my bogey golf course. It's the one where I can hardly manage to get around. I can hardly manage to get around Adair golf course in without losing between 6 and 8 golf balls. Now, if I could get around the course with only losing, say, 2 golf balls today, I'd be really happy, and we would have won the match by a good lot. Because that's the only thing I'm really worried about. The swing was good yesterday, I have to say, particularly the driving. The putting wasn't bad, but I didn't sink anything over 6 feet. I did narrowly lip out something from 40 feet, though. And I did 3-putt the first hole, for certain. So, yeah, it's that's it. Adair Manor, here I come. And Robert Trent Jones, here I come. And, you know, let's take the money. Bye.